More on our NAFB meeting and post-election news on today's Thursday edition of Farm Time. Many agribusiness booths are set up for trade talk here in Kansas City today. That's when farm broadcasters interview company or association reps of their choices and is the main focus today until early this afternoon. I'll record several interviews and we'll air those on our programs in the days ahead. Following the election last week, speculation at our convention and throughout the country begins over who will get the nod for Trump's new cabinet. Numerous names are part of that guesswork for Ag Secretary, including former ambassador to the UN agencies for food and agriculture, Kip Thom. Thom, I'm told, is an Indiana farmer and co-chaired the Farmers and Ranchers for Trump 47 committee. Other potential choices include Texas Ag Secretary Sid Miller, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, former House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway, former USDA Undersecretary Ted McKinney, and former USDA Chief of Staff Ray Starling. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar will serve as the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee in the next session of Congress. She said she'd prefer to complete the farm bill before the beginning of the new year. She said, and we quote, "I just think we're going to be better off when we're doing all the disaster relief for the southern states, and we're doing that with good reason. There's going to be funding that's spent on that if the farm bill gets jettisoned as kind of an orphan at the end of next year with an extension. It might be harder for us to get some of the resources that we want. In addition to the farm bill, the 45Z tax credit guidance, year-round E15, and flex fuel vehicles are on the to-do list. When an immigration bill is heard, Klobuchar also emphasize the need to address ag labor issues. It's well recognized Congress has a big to-do list during the lame duck session. What does that mean for agriculture? Well, honestly, I think the real question for people in agriculture isn't whether or not we'll do a farm bill in lame duck, but really whether we'll even do one in 2025. That's according to Jay Truitt, President and CEO of Policy Solutions. He said it may take a while. I can imagine a lot of stuff changing on the nutrition side of the equation now. Truitt expects Congress to address disasters like the drought and hurricanes before the end of this term. I mentioned earlier, trade talk activities kick off our NAFB convention activities today. Tonight, we wrap it up with the annual Hall of Fame presentation, in which I was honored to be recognized last year. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.